Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, January 21st, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The Winter Quarter United Master Executive Council, the MEC, regular meeting concluded today in Chicago. At the MEC meeting, reports were given by the United AFA MEC officers, as well as by members of the Benefits, Hotel and Transportation, Membership Engagement, and Negotiations Support Committees. The Negotiating Committee also provided a comprehensive update on the status of our negotiations. In addition, an election was held on Thursday, and Taylor St. Theos, Chicago Council 8, was elected to the position of Vice Chairperson for the Communication Committee for the balance of the open term, effective immediately through June 30, 2011. Your elected leadership also took action at the meeting to begin a process that would unite all flight attendants at Continental and United into one union by filing for a single carrier status determination with the National Mediation Board, the NMB. Read the letter from your flight attendant leaders who represent AFA members at every domicile location. Daily summaries from the meeting will also be posted on unitedafa.org as they become available. The current rules that govern the United States Senate are hurting our democracy. Secret holds and filibuster abuse allow a handful of senators to stop the rest of the Senate from moving forward on vital legislative issues and important nominations. As early as Monday, January 24th, the Senate will take up Senate Resolution 10, a proposal to change its rules so that a simple majority of members can pass legislation and individual senators can no longer hold up key bills for nominations. In recent years, the rules of the U.S. Senate have been abused to prevent the passage of laws that support working families. The secret Senate hold allows senators to anonymously block bills or confirmation of presidential nominees. As you may recall, a secret hold was placed on the Airline Flight Crew Technical Corrections Act, our family leave legislation, because one senator was concerned that commute time would count towards family and medical leave eligibility hours. The Senate should not be run by a minority. Every bill should get an up or down vote. Every senator's position should be public record. Please call each of your senators and urge them to vote yes to change the rules that permit a minority to obstruct the will of the majority. More information is available on our website. In just 5 days, bidding for the new 6-month partnership program will close. We encourage every member who is able to consider a bid for the partnership program beginning March 2, 2011 and ending August 30, 2011. If you are currently in the partnership program, you must rebid if you wish to be considered for award of the new program. If you are looking for a partner to bid for the program, post your interest in Unimatic at Posttrade, that's P-O-S-T-R-D, and find a partner in Tradeboard, T-R-D-B-R-D. Bidding for the new program closes January 26th at 0800 Central Time, and awards will be posted by 1700 hours Central Time the following day. Help us continue to save jobs. Consider bidding for partnership. Additional information is available on our website. When is it appropriate to utilize self-help and go to another hotel? The answer may vary, but can include such things as no hot or cold water, no power, no heat or air conditioning, broken door locks, bugs or vermin of any kind in your room, no food availability whatsoever, your room not being ready within the contractual 30 minutes after arrival at the hotel, noise that prohibits legal rest, or any situation that threatens your safety or well-being. If you encounter any of these issues, take the following action to correct your experience. Calmly attempt to resolve the issue with the people providing the services, the hotel or the transportation company. Always ask to speak to a manager on duty. If this fails to fix the problem, call the hotel desk, that's flight line at option 2, and ask for their assistance. If you do not get resolution to your situation through these two avenues, go to another hotel and take a taxi if necessary. Ensure that you have the names of the hotel and company representatives with whom you've spoken. Get receipts from all your expenses and submit a company expense report to the service center for reimbursement. Once settled into a different hotel, call OPBSK, that's the crew desk, and let them know where you are. Be aware that the hotel desk is not the crew desk. Don't be afraid to advocate for yourself and act in your best interests. The company is responsible for your safety on layovers. If they do not respond, take care of yourself. If one of your flying partners is in trouble and doesn't have the expendable cash or a credit card to take care of it, help them out if you can. Upon arrival at your home domicile, ask the coordinator for an employee expense report. In addition to filling out an expense report with receipts attached, write a travel log detailing the people you spoke with at both the hotel and the hotel desk, and make copies of the receipts and reports for yourself. When writing a travel log, your comments are more powerful when they clearly identify the who, what, when, where, and why in a concise and professional manner. There's a big difference between writing a travel log to vent frustrations and writing one to effectively communicate one's problem. When problems arise, proactively request a resolution from hotel staff or manager on duty while you're at the hotel. Your travel log is reviewed by your AFA-MEC Hotel Committee, your local council's hotel committee, and the purchasing agents or buyers at United's Crew Accommodations Department, that's WHQBQ. Travel log is a permanent corporate database created to document and track hotel and transportation complaints and praises. When submitting a travel log, your comment is automatically sent to the AFA Hotel Committee Chairperson, your local AFA Hotel Committee Chairperson, the WHQBQ senior buyer responsible for the location, and your local domicile manager. Our advocacy is strengthened, and positive change happens when problems are documented and trended through your travel log reports. Help us help you. Use Travelog every time you experience a problem, or conversely, a positive experience. For detailed instructions on how to file a Travelog, check our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.